Quest presents an unabridged recording of The Lost Girls of Ireland by Suzanne O'Leary, narrated by Jennifer Fitzgerald. Chapter 1. 4 months after her husband's death, Lydia found herself without a home. Listening to the careful, quiet voice of her solicitor as he broke the news to her, she felt as if she was waking from a dream. His words confirmed what she had secretly feared for some time, even if it sent a shockwave through her. When her husband had the heart attack, she had known somehow that it was just the beginning. The past months had been harrowing, and she remembered that moment in late October like it was yesterday. She had got the phone call one Saturday afternoon after a shopping trip with her daughter in Dublin. It had been a fun afternoon, with chats and giggles. They had been trying on clothes and browsing in little boutiques in the narrow lanes behind Grafton Street. It was one of those mother and daughter moments that were so precious. Lydia had felt thankful, as she often did, to have Sunny in her life. What a gift she is, Lydia had thought, as she watched Sunny walking down the street, her long blonde hair gleaming in the sunlight. Sunny had looked over her shoulder and smiled. "Come on, Mom," she said. "I'm starving. Let's go for a yummy cream tea at the Shelburne." Lydia had readily agreed, and they headed up the street to St. Stephen's Green and the old Victorian building, settling on a sofa in the plush lounge of the hotel, enjoying buns and scones with cream and jam in front of a blazing fire, laughing as rain began to fall outside, still on a high after the successful shopping spree. That was the moment when their happy, carefree life came to an end. They had been discussing Sonny's part in the school play, joking about the silly costumes, when Lydia's phone had rung and she had heard a stranger's voice telling her Barry had collapsed and was in intensive care. Suddenly, her world had stopped and she had felt as if she was in a silent bubble, the only sound her own heartbeat. She tried to speak, but no sound had come out, and she stared at Sonny, who'd stared back with fear in her eyes. "What is it, Mum?" Sonny had asked. "It's Dad," Lydia had managed to say, her mouth dry. "We have to go." They had rushed to Vincent's hospital in a taxi, and Lydia had told...
Sample complete. Ready to continue?